drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I am your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Pretty good, only pretty good. We probably don't care about the Bears anymore, right?
Nah.
They're obviously not going anywhere.
Obviously not. It was a horrible game last night. I don't know. The only thing I want to say about the game is I don't mind them going for it with fourth and goal at the goal line, but don't give it to the brand new fullback. That's my only point is do not give it to the brand new guy. He's not going to help you out.
It's absurd, and you got to mix it up. You got to extend the defense when you're at fourth and one.
Yeah,
you can't go right in the place where they're stacking everybody.
Right, spread it out.
Not going to work. Exactly, spread it out. That's almost impossible to stop a 1 yard gain when it's spread out. I fault the coaching more than anything.
Yeah, no, I do too. Absolutely. And then there was that big 99-yard touchdown that went the other way. I guess I'm okay with that. I mean, it happens from time to time, a misread for the defensive guy, but that was only after that fourth down stop. So
exactly. It never would happen if they just scored.
Exactly.
So that's all I have to say. But I guess, you know, Lovie's got this multi-year contract. I just hope he changes maybe both. I used to like Ron Turner. I'm starting to question Ron Turner, and I certainly question the defensive coordinator.
Of course.
Who's so immemorable, I can't even think of his name. But enough of that. Let's move on. I'm looking at right now an article by William Warren called Entering the Age of Oppression, as in Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Oppression. And I think this is very instructive for people, those, again, who believe they're voting for real change and that they keep on getting into this us-versus-them mentality that, the Republicans were bad, then the Democrats will be good, and then when the Democrats are bad, well, then I'll vote Republican because the Democrats are bad and the Republicans will be good. And it, of course, reminds me of the one of my favorite pieces of bumper music we have on this show, Won't Get Fooled Again.
Yes.
Because a lot of people did get fooled again, and you name it, they got fooled. You look at the foreign policy establishment that's being developed under the Obama administration and with Defense Secretary Gates staying on for at least a year, Hillary Clinton evidently being Secretary of State, who is definitely a warmonger. So those who are like anti-war types that voted for Obama think there's going to be change. Sorry. Not going to happen, but this article doesn't even go into the defense, the policy of war. It goes into even a little more scary thing. This is before the election, actually. On Wednesday, 1st of October, this lady received a call on her cell phone from someone who identified herself as calling for the Obama campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a volunteer, evidently, you know, an Obama volunteer from Texarkana, Texas. And, you know, urging support of Obama. And this lady had very strong opinions and told her, quote, "No, I don't support him. Your guy is a socialist who voted four times in the state Senate to let little babies die in hospital closets. I think you should find something better to do with your time." And then she hung up. There was no argument, no exchange of words, she just simply stated her two biggest problems with the candidate and ended the call. And as she says, as witnesses, that two of her sons, 6 and 9, and her husband heard the call. The very next day, Secret Service agents came to Mrs. Hughes' house to question her regarding alleged death threats, quote-unquote, she made about Obama, during the previous day's phone conversation. Offended, Mrs. Hughes denied the remarks, cited her original comments, and it said they had nothing to do with death threats. Agents continued to probe, trying to get into her thoughts and feelings, and Mrs. Hughes, the one who is being accused, explains it as follows. I told the agent in no certain terms my thoughts are not pertinent to your investigation. This is America, and the last time I checked, I am allowed to think whatever I want without being questioned by the Secret Service. I asked the agents, where is the tape of this call? They told me that there is no tape. I said, so on the word of a ticked-off Obama supporter, you are on my porch with no other evidence, and you want to question me about my thoughts? Unquote. After hearing of her story, the people who ran this article, ALG News, frankly, I've never heard of them, but at any rate, contacted this Lufkin, Texas resident, and tried to find out more further details. And she went on, quoted, saying, I felt the purpose of this visit was to intimidate me, to silence me, make me not voice my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But it really just made me so furious, I resolved to voice my opinion all over the country. I felt that's exactly what their purpose was, to intimidate me and make me be quiet. She reiterated that she had never threatened Obama's life and added, when I gave then the actual quote, the female agent said, oh, really? Well, why would she make that up? What would she have to gain? And I said, well, I guess she wasn't happy about what I had to say about her candidate. And she said, that's right, you were rude, unquote. I was just shocked. She's accusing me of being rude. Apparently, politeness is now within the jurisdiction of Mr. Obama's thought police, as this author of the article put it. So, the FBI, she added later to this news group, the FBI was kind enough to tell me the file of Secret Service is open on me, will follow me the rest of my life. I really find it disturbing that someone could make an unsolicited call to me on my cell phone that I pay for and have the power to send government federal force to bear on a private citizen at their home as a result of that call with no evidence whatsoever. And I'm afraid, folks, again, now, everybody, I saw so many people, over the past 8 years complaining about the loss of personal rights in the Bush administration, and I was right with them. But when they started talking about voting for Obama, I warned it would be more of the same, maybe a little, not quite as bad. We'll see. But now I think I was wrong. I think it's just going to be just as bad, if not worse. It seems to me, no matter who is president, Republican or Democrat in this country, our rights are being taken away, and big government is being multiplied at a exponential rate. It doesn't matter, folks, because they're all part of the same power elite. The power elite who is in control, who made sure that their own friends and themselves got bailed out when they made bad business decisions, as far as the bankers are concerned and other financial organizations and insurance companies, and the military-industrial complex. That's what runs this country, folks. It doesn't matter who's elected. As long as you keep on electing Republicans and Democrats, you're going to get more of the same. More war, more trouncing on our individual rights. It's not going to matter. And more economic malaise and maybe catastrophe. Nobody knows for sure what's going to happen. To me, it doesn't look good. You can't solve a problem that was created by using the same method that created the problem. Doing more of it is not going to solve it. It's going to make it worse. It may put it off for a while, but injecting artificial credit, funny money, into the system is not going to solve the problem, and we're headed for really tough times, folks. And what happens? What happens when, let's say, inflation gets out of control or unemployment gets out of control? and there's maybe a little more violence in this country. How do you think the federal government's going to respond? Maybe they'll respond with, here's another article I found today. Maybe they'll respond, if I can find this. I don't know the exact number, but evidently recent congressional legislation has now authorized that there will be in the tens of thousands of our military troops will be, their job is assigned will be domestically. So supposedly to help out in case of a nuclear accident or other emergency, other domestic emergency. Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's a total violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, where the military is not supposed to be involved domestically, and it's one more nail in the coffin towards a total police state, folks. Military total police state. Very scary stuff we're headed for, and I hope people finally learn their lesson that voting for the establishment, whether it's Republican or Democrat, it does not matter. It does not matter, except on the just on the far margins of things, by percentages points, or maybe tenth of percentage points as far as how much is spent on what. Oh, enough of that rant and rave. We have an open line today. You can continue the rant and raving with me at 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. I am Kenneth John, and we will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Tired of the status quo? Do you feel out of touch with the people who claim to be serving you in office? Well, so are we, and we plan on doing something about it. We are the Fox Valley Freedom Coalition, a nonpartisan group of citizens who believe we, the people, still mean something. When we, the people, get informed, active, and involved, we begin the restoration of accountability in government to the people under constitutional principles and true liberty to the individual. If you want to do something to change the status quo, then join us at our monthly meeting in Empty Barrels, 98 West Main Street, which is Route 72, just west of the Fox River in West Dundee, on the first Saturday of the month at 5 p.m. For more information, call Jared at 224-402-8148. That's 224-402-8148.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
I'll tip my hat to the new constitution. Take a bow for the new revolution. Smile. get fooled again.
Yeah, it's very appropriate. Appropriate indeed. A couple of announcements. There has been a couple of changes as far as our freedom groups in the area. The Fox Valley Freedom, the Fox Valley Libertarian Party, I should say, we have changed our meeting to this Wednesday. The November meeting got pushed because of Thanksgiving weekend. So it's this Wednesday at Baroni's Restaurant, 7 p.m. in Carpentersville. And we welcome all of you who are interested to come by. 7 o'clock for dinner, 8 o'clock for the program. And, you don't have to come for dinner if you don't want, but it's just, you know, order from the menu. And Baroni's has excellent pizza and sandwiches, and it's at a very reasonable prices. So please come and join us. The Fox Valley Freedom Coalition, we have changed our meetings to the second Saturday of the month, which would be a week from this Saturday, and that is now at the Main Street Cafe in Algonquin, which is on Route 31 just south of Algonquin Road, 5 p.m. on Saturday, just as before, but the time and place has changed. So make a note of that. We'd like to see you there, too. Okay, why don't we go right to the phones, and first we have Dan. Hello, Dan.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I thought I'd get your take on this. I mentioned it the previous hour regarding the 9% approval rating of Congress, but then 96% of them get reelected. And when you take a look at the presidential totals between the Libertarian, Green, Constitution, and I think there was somebody else in there, all of the votes totaled up to about, what, 1.5% or 2%.
Right.
Does it make you wonder maybe we're wrong and everybody else happens to like exactly what our government is and, you know, we're wrong and they're right?
I'd say it's neither.
What do you think?
I would say that this country, unfortunately, and maybe some would say fortunately, works on a hugely on a stasis of I just lost the term.
The election.
No. I'm thinking of a scientific term. And I had it, and I just lost it. It's when you get old like I am, Dan. It's really sad. It's the quality of how things, when they stay the same, they remain until something pushes it some other way. Anyway, somebody will come
inertia,
up with it.
Momentum.
Pardon me?
Inertia or momentum.
Inertia. Thank you. There's a lot of inertia in this country, and things are slow to change. Now, also, the other things that are going on is that I think the fact that Congress has a 9% rating and yet people get reelected, I think that speaks right to the ballot access laws in this country. They are so, as you know, Dan, they are so unfair. They are so unconstitutional. They are so wrong. They are so undemocratic. It makes it very, very, very difficult for a third party to get elected, or to even make a good showing. If you get on the ballot, you spend your whole wad just on getting on the ballot, and then actually trying to campaign, forget about it. It's really, really tough. And you top that. Let me just finish. And you top that with the and this is the big thing. Is the establishment press. They know buttered And they will not give third parties really the time of day unless they do some kind of story like, aren't they cute or aren't they crazy story, and that relegates third parties to what they are. If the establishment press actually took a third party candidate seriously, I think you'd see a huge change in this country. You'd see third party candidates elected, even with the bad ballot access laws. I really think that the press is even more serious as far as making any headways than anything else.
Well, in that case, I'm going to agree with you because, the Green Party had ballot access in Illinois and still has it you know, for 2010, there were, I think, 50-some Green Party candidates on the ballot. And I know in regard to my campaign and the Green Team and the different groups we put together, we put out press release after press release and tried to do things on different stories, different meetings, and you can't even get them published.
No. Oh, see, I would have just assumed that you guys just kind of gave up because I didn't see you in the press at all.
That's right. You know? And as I said, you know, we tried a number of times. And
Why didn't you have a candidate running in the 14th Congressional District?
Well, that was another one of these election code question mark legalities.
Right.
There was
right.
one
so you
who
think,
was on...
You think if you didn't... If the Republicans or the Democrats, in fact, this has happened before, didn't dot their I's or cross their T's, you think their candidates would be off the ballot?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. And again, we have...
Actually, passed legislation... They actually passed ex post facto legislation that enables their candidates to get on the ballot after they've already violated their very rules that they passed. It's that bad. It's just so outrageous. And I think ultimately we need to point the finger at the court systems for not stopping this, for not declaring these ballot access laws unconstitutional.
No, here's another issue. The Constitutional Convention issue came up, and the courts ruled and ordered that the Secretary of State, and this was a mandate. It wasn't, you know, okay, we want you to do this. This was mandated by the court order that every election authority in the state be given the notice and that this notice be given to each and every voter who went into the ballot booth, along with something had to be posted on the ballot booth itself regarding the clarification of, again, the erroneous wording of the Constitutional Convention question. And I've been in touch with a number of people in a number of different counties, and none of this was abided to. So we've got the election
authority. In my district it was, but I've heard the same stories you've heard, Dan. It's outrageous. And it should mean a new election. You know, you and I both know that they'll never call for a new election for the Constitutional Convention.
Well, absolutely.
And what about the fact that there was virtually no serious stories done on this all-important vote by anybody in the Chicago media? Hardly. I mean, very few stories done.
And I agree with you 100%. And what I'm going to do is I'm keeping track of all of, as often as I can, all of the opinion pages that the newspapers write. Oh, this is bad, this is bad. Says, well, hey, it wasn't that bad before the last election. You didn't mention any of it before. Remember the situation with George Ryan in the Tribune before his election for governor, all of the stuff regarding the Secretary of State's office and all the collusion and things going on. And the Tribune had the story before the election, but they ran it after the election, and their excuse was, well, we didn't want to influence the election. Gee,
yeah.
What do you think?
Well, that's a true statement. They didn't.
But you know, I think, well, now, of course, if we're going to have a, quote, free society where... you know, we have no rules or regulations regarding what the newspapers do. If the five corporations who own the media decide to print whatever they want, and you don't want to regulate it, okay, how do you break through the cabal of it?
You break the matrix. That's how you do it, Dan. And I would suggest that the Greens join the Ron Paul Libertarians over at BreakTheMatrix.com, who are there starting their own media company. And that's exactly their idea, is to ultimately have our own establishment media posts in cable TV, on the Internet. I think that's the only way we can do it, is just to challenge them and provide a real alternative in the news media. BreakTheMatrix.com, they're trying to do that. And I would hope the Greens would join them on this. This is something we can all, the Greens and the Libertarians, can all agree on. And the constitutionalists, the constitutionalists. that we need to have our own source. We need to have our own source of news that's respected around the country, and it's going to take some time. But remember, Fox News, they were just a fledgling company just a few years ago, challenging what they thought the status quo was. Now, of course, they're part of the status quo themselves. But I think that's what we need to do, Dan, is check out BreakTheMatrix.com.
I'll do it.
And I think that's our only answer, because the Supreme Court's not helping us. It's either that or we're going to have to consider other less, let's say, tasteful options.
Well, that when we have, what is it, there's 10 million people unemployed now, and you have 20 million people unemployed, and the whole system breaks down because nobody can provide the link cards or anything else because the states and the country is bankrupt, it'll be interesting what happens in the next couple of years.
Very interesting.
I think Barack is going to be a one-term president just because the expectations are so high, and
that's very likely, or maybe president for life, dictator for life. Who knows?
One of the two might happen, huh? Well,
you haven't discussed.
I saw something the other day regarding he wants to put together his civil. Somebody, you didn't call it an army, but he wants to make it as strong as military.
His proposal for mandatory service, national service. Now, some say, "Oh, that's just contingent upon if you want help in going to college, for funding of college." But that's the thing that's coming, is this mandatory national service. Which, of course, is a total violation of the 13th Amendment, because it's involuntary servitude. But they're going to, again, they may try to get it in by saying, well, you can't get this help unless you do this. Of course, they've boosted off the cost by subsidizing a so-called higher education. They've boosted the cost so high that it's hard for anybody but the most well-heeled families to afford to send their kids college, unfortunately. So,
well, hey, it'll be an interesting next couple of years.
Yes, it will. Dan, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
All righty, let's move on. We have Mark. Hey, Mark.
All right, I got on. Okay. Thank you. How you doing, Ken?
Great.
I wanted to say one thing. The country's already bankrupt. There is no going back.
Well,
you could put in Rockefeller Jr. and Joe Maloney and whoever you want, and nothing's going to change it. It's over. It's over the top. Just like I was talking to the stock market last hour, there is no reason the stock market went up. There's not one reason. Because he made some guy Treasury Secretary? Who is this guy? No one even knows who he is. It's bankrupt and over. There is no going back, and it's going to take, it's not going to be a couple of years. It's already here.
Well,
Santa Claus is in town.
I mean, but they may put it off. They may put it off for a little bit, and I don't know. I'm not
for a little while.
But
I want to say something about that issue about that lady real quick. Barack Obama's not president of the United States, so they say that if she was trying to threaten his life. Is there laws on all congressmen and senators? I don't think there is.
It's only the president
if you threaten his life.
I don't think law actually matters anymore anyway.
Well, I know that, but I'm just bringing that point up that if you threaten the president's life, and he is not president right now, he's president-elect.
Right.
If you threaten
the
president's life, you
can
be put in jail for that. You can't if you threaten
a
senator's life or a congressman. I don't believe so. I just thought about it. And
my problem is more, I mean, I can kind of understand. I can understand how the Secret Service would get bent out of shape if they had real, strong, verifiable proof that somebody was serious and about threatening a candidate for president's life. I honestly, Mark, I can understand that. What I cannot understand, what I cannot condone, is total hearsay by some flunky campaign supporter making phone calls and just making an accusation, and that gets the Secret Service to your door.
Yeah, they're scared of a big death because he's going to have a secret police like you were talking about, and they're going to be out there, folks, and everybody be prepared for it. This country's in a lot of trouble, and as for the economy, it's shot, it's over. Like you said, they'll hold it back for a little while, but there's nothing there. There's nothing to hold it together. But thanks a lot again, Ken.
Mark, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Let's move on. We have Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ken. How you doing? Have a good Thanksgiving?
Good, yes. How about you?
It was all right. I had about a million people at the house, so I had to go hide in the garage to get a break. Hey, on this whole thing we're talking about, you know, Barack Obama, I'm sure you're aware that there's a couple of lawsuits before the Supreme Court, and I guess Bob Schultz from We the People ran a full-page ad in the Tribune today and again on Wednesday basically asking the question, where's Barack's birth certificate, and can you produce the evidence to show he's qualified according to the Constitution to be president? And, you know, there's a lot of turmoil going on about that because, as far as I know, the state of Hawaii has sealed his original birth certificate, which automatically runs a red flag up on my poll because if there was nothing there, why wouldn't they just simply fax copies of everybody who wanted one because it is a public record, you know? So I have serious questions about that, but I just wanted to get your thoughts on this because if it's found out that he's not qualified to be president, we're going to have a constitutional crisis on our hands.
I have to look into this a little more carefully because, you know, if you mention this stuff to Obama supporters, they kind of laugh at you and they say, you don't have to be born in this country to be a U.S. citizen and qualified. They say that Obama's mother was a citizen, he automatically is a citizen. It doesn't matter.
Right, there's two suits going on. One is about, you know, whether he was born here and that makes him a U.S. citizen because you have to go to the law in effect at the time of his birth. Because if they've changed the law after that and it hasn't made it retroactive, you know, they have to look at the law as it stood at the time of his birth. And then the second issue was he went to Indonesia with his stepfather and went to school in Indonesia, which he has admitted to, everybody knows about it, and it's in books. But in Indonesia, they do not allow dual citizenship, and in order to attend a public school in Indonesia, you have to be a citizen of Indonesia, which means if his mother or his stepfather revoked his American citizenship in order to enroll him in the school and made him an Indonesian citizen, and then after that he came back to the United States and never reapplied to get his American citizenship status back, then he is still technically not a U.S. citizen, yeah, but a citizen of Indonesia.
That's a really interesting point, Mike. And, of course, I don't know the answer to that. If true, it's disturbing. But I think the bottom line is the Supreme Court's not going to touch this.
Well,
not
yeah,
in a million years. Not in a million years. They're going to call it frivolous. Any time they don't want to, you know, address any issue, they just call it frivolous, and that we're not going to even – or they just shut up. You know, they just don't. They just ignore it. This, I think, will just be ignored. And
that pushes us further down the road of, are we a nation of laws or a nation of men? Because if Barack doesn't have to prove his eligibility to be president, then why the hell do I have to pay taxes?
Well, we're a nation of a lot of very evil men running this country, Mike. And no, there is no law. There's very little law left in this country, if any at all. It's been proven over and over again, whether it's free speech, whether it's the 10th Amendment, whether it's the 5th Amendment, your right to your own property, whether it's the 4th Amendment concerning searches and seizures, whether it's habeas corpus, you name it. No, there is no law in this country. Whether it's the income tax, there is no law in this country. The only question is, Michael, what we're going to do about it. What's the most effective way of changing things? What reminds me of that is an email you and I both got, I should mention now, is that there's a gun manufacturer in the Dakotas by the name of
H&S Precision.
H.S. Precision Rifles. And folks, everybody remember the name Lon Hariuchi? I will remind you, if you don't remember, to me, his name is burned in my mind, you know, in infamy. He's the one that shot and killed, in first-degree murder, Vicki Weaver as she was holding her six-month-old son in her arms at Ruby Ridge. What has the H&S Precision Rifle done? They've used Lon Hariuchi as their spokesman in a catalog. So I would suggest you all contact H&S Precision Rifles and let them know you're never going to do any business with them. When they use a government assassin, Lon Hariuchi, as their spokesman. It's absolutely outrageous.
Yep, it sure is. One thing of good hope, anybody out there in the Sycamore area, tired of the government and the things they're doing, I'm going to the city council meeting tonight at 7 o'clock downtown Sycamore at the Sycamore Center, 308 West Main Street, and I'll be opposing their property and tax increase that they're trying to shove down your throat. I was out all weekend walking around, passing out flyers to people downtown. Some store owners put it up in their windows, and a lot of people are pretty upset about this. You know, with the economy being in the tank and the way it is, you know, now they're going to increase people's property taxes and give them that one little bit of push over the edge. You know, if you were just on the edge of holding on to your house and staying in business, well, they need a little bit more of your money, so maybe you can get foreclosed on and close your business. So 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to be at the city council meeting downtown Sycamore. Come on down, we'll have some fun.
Go get them, Mike.
All right, Ken, have a great day. Enjoy the program.
All right. Appreciate your support and your activism. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call, and we will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected
George W. Bush
as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I'm the
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. Open line. Give us a call, 847-331-1410. A few items of note. I understand the state of Wisconsin is still one of the few states that does not have a primary enforcement of the safety belt laws. They have the laws, you know, safety belt laws in effect, but they can't pull you over unless they're pulling you over for something else at this point. Of course, the federal government is trying to extort them of changing law by suggesting that they will not give them their bribe of $17 million for highway funds if they don't change the law into a primary enforcement. So, you know, folks, it really is the federal government that's pushing all this through coercion, extortion, and bribery. Things that if done by private citizens is against the law, by the way. Also, another note of interest, you might want to check this out, and that's a website. I believe it's freelakotabank.com, freelakotabank.com. Or you could try press.freelakotabank.com. The Free Lakota Bank is getting into 100% gold-backed, non-fractional reserve banking. It's the Lakota Sioux out of South Dakota, headed by Russell Means out there. We've had him on the program before. We're going to have him or a representative again to investigate this more fully. Their website says, the welcome to Free Lakota Bank. The Free Lakota Bank is the world's first non-reserve, non-fractional bank that issues, accepts for deposit, and circulates real money, silver and gold. All of our deposits are liquid, meaning they can be withdrawn anytime in minted rounds. Methinks if this ever gets popular, that there's going to be some knocking at their doors, which would be really interesting. Be really interesting to see if... how far the feds go to try to take away the sovereignty of the Lakota Sioux and their free banking system. They've already gone after Eagle and pretty much not shut them down, but pretty much shut them down to the point where it's not free banking anymore. Eagle will try to do the same thing, and the federal government said, well, you were laundering money for drug fees and blah, 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 all that kind of nonsense. But this should be interesting. Free Lakota Bank. Check it out, folks. Let's see. Do we...
we've got a couple of people on hold.
We got some calls. We got Kathleen. Hello, Kathleen.
Oh, good morning, Ken. I'm shocked that you haven't mentioned our friend George Ryan yet, because I don't think he should be home for Christmas. I don't care how much his wife is crying. You know, at any given time in this country, we have 10,000-plus innocent people in jail. I'm sure they'd like to be home for Christmas, too. But let's just keep the corrupt politicians where they belong, rotting in jail.
It'll be interesting to see if George W. Pardons him or not. Or commutes.
Well, nothing he does surprises us.
No. That's absolutely true. I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised. That's going to tick off a lot. That would just drive more people away from the Republican Party in the state of Illinois, I'll tell you that. It's not going to help the Republicans at all if George Bush pardons or commutes George Ryan's sentence.
Absolutely. And on another note, the Crystal Lake Gala is no more. You remember the gala people that threw us out of their parade because we were too controversial.
Oh, really?
Us and the McHenry County Peace Group. Yes, they can't be responsible for their finances. They didn't pay their vendors. They've gone bust, and they're over. It's history after 22 years. Gone. And I'm not shedding a tear.
Well, maybe I wonder if the government will have to take over the parade And that would be an interesting lawsuit if they try to keep us out at that time, the next time.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have to keep tuned on that one. That's very interesting. Very, very interesting. Yeah, that was the Gala Committee of Crystal Lake, the ones that banned the Libertarian Party from parading after they didn't like our floats in the past. That actually meant something. That were the most patriotic floats in the whole parade.
Right, and our George Ryan float that caused all sorts of controversy, where we put him in jail, which is exactly where he needs to stay.
We put him in jail before anybody else thought of it.
Actually. Absolutely.
and then we pointed out all the abuses by government and
and the then Attorney General of Bush, and they had a Gitmo jail, and that was the one they really didn't like. They didn't like to be here that all our freedoms had been taken away by the Republican administration. So they kicked us out of the parade after that. Even though I think they were getting all sorts of freebies by government, you know, free police protection and, you know,
right,
protection along the parade route and whatever. It seems to me we probably
paid for it.
Right.
We paid for all those cops.
So, anything else, Kathleen?
Nope, that's it. Just keep George Ryan in jail. Everybody write, your congressman, everybody go nuts. There's absolutely no reason to let this man out. I don't care how sad his wife is. Like I said, I'm sure everybody else's spouse is upset when they're, you know, in jail and not justly like this man is. So,
well,
let George Ryan rot.
Kathleen, thanks for your call.
Thanks,
appreciate
Ken.
It. All right, let's move on. We have Therese. Hi, Therese.
Good morning, Ken. You were discussing the press, and in one of the books that I have, it was written in 1935, and the last edition was written in 1994. And one of the forewords, there is a quote by, in the foreword, it's a quote by American journalist, by a New York editor, John Swinton, and these are his words. It says, "There is no such thing as an independent press in America if we accept that of little country towns. You know this, and I know it. Not a man among you dares to utter his honest opinion. Were you to utter it, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. I am paid $150 a week so that I may keep my honest opinion out of the paper for which I write. You, too, are paid similar salaries for similar services. Were I to permit that a single edition of my newspaper contained an honest opinion, my occupation, like Othello's, would be gone in less than 24 hours. The man who would be so foolish as to write his honest opinion would soon be on the streets and search for another job. It is the duty of a New York journalist to lie, to distort, to revile, to toady at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread, or what amounts to the same thing, his salary. We are marionettes. These men pull the strings, and we dance. Our time, our talents, our lives, our capacities are all the property of these men. We are intellectual prostitutes." And this was but a member of the press. And this was a long time ago that he said this. So the thing is,
it's still happening today.
It's
just gotten so much worse, especially this
latest round
of bailouts. I mean, this whole bailout thing. Yeah, you couldn't have more lapdogging in the press than you have as far as these bailouts are concerned.
You're right, but they are. This is why I don't read. Not that I don't receive the major press once in a while, but then I know that when they're lying, that, you know, that they are lying,
right,
and we cannot
absolutely trust
them.
Absolutely. That's why we need other sources.
That's right. And I go to a lot of other sources.
But we need something that the average Joe and Josephine out there get.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. Right now it's just you and me and a few others, Therese, that mm-hmm. read these alternatives. But we need to have a major source of alternate news. I suggest maybe this is Break the Matrix. I would really check out breakthematrix.com.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got a good thing going. It's headed by Trevor Lyman, the guy that did the that started the Ron Paul the fundraising online.
Oh, I see.
So I think he's got a good head on his shoulders. Maybe
well, there are a lot of people that like us all over the country that we don't know about. And as far as people voting,
oh, I understand, but we're not at a critical mass yet, Therese.
Oh, I understand. You're right. Well,
all right, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
All right, we will be back after a few messages.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
All right, right up to the end of the program. Quotation of the week, this from Frederick Bastiat, one of my favorites, from The Law. Away with the whims of governmental administrators, their socialized projects, their centralization, their tariffs, their government schools, their state religions, their free credit, their bank monopolies, their regulations, their restrictions, their equalization by taxation, and their pious moralization.